Hey, welcome back. It is the Pat Miller Program here on this Wednesday. Glad you guys are with us. Now, last week, we had Officer Hunter from the Fort Wayne Police who was in with us, who has been involved a lot in dealing with drugs and the people that have used it and the difficulty in trying to stop the flow of drugs. He is a Democrat and running for the office of Allen County Sheriff. And right now, sitting here next to me in the newsmaker chair, is the Republican counterpart to that, Troy Hershberger. Troy, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Yep, nice to see you again. You and I cross paths sometimes across the room from each other at different events and everything, but I haven't been able to have you. I think this is the first time I've ever interviewed you here in the studio.
That's correct,
okay.
Yes.
Well, you will be invoiced for that, so we will.
Okay, that sounds good.
You're one of these guys. I mean, you are a Fort Wayne guy.
Yes.
Catholic school.
Yep.
Dwinger and the whole bit. Then you went to IPFW, you played baseball, you did the whole bit. So you're Fort Wayne born and bred, as they say. What possessed you? Because my understanding is when you got out of school, the sheriff's department is what you went to, and you've been there ever since.
Correct. That's the first police job that had a hiring process. I applied and walked in the door as a 22-year-old kid in November 1989, and just approaching 32 years this November, so I haven't looked back. Been a good career.
That's crazy, though, when you think about that.
32 years, wow. And what I need to do probably, John, remind me later, we need to get a hold of Troy when he gets back home, and we need to have him send us a picture of what he looked like when he was 22 and he started with the department. And then we'll do a side-by-side.
I can send you a picture of me being sworn on by Sheriff Fiegel.
Oh, no kidding?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Boy, that is a name for, that's a blast from the past,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I've worked for five sheriffs.
Wow, that's something. So now, my understanding is, correct me if I'm wrong, that it, with your time, the 30-plus years that you've been with the sheriff's department, there's really not a part of the sheriff's department that you haven't worked in. So you know how all the cogs and the wheels work.
That's correct. I've either worked as one of the line workers in that division and managed it, or managed it overall. So one way or another, I've touched every division.
Yeah.
And every specialty. I spent 12 years SWAT team, 12 years bomb squad, had a K-9 in between, been a polygraphist for pushing 17, 18 years. So,
wow.
Yeah, I've had my finger on a lot of things.
Yeah, so in that you've been in there and you've touched a lot of things, what is it that you really like about, and I'm not talking about jobs or anything like that, but what is it about the Allen County Sheriff's Department that you think is really good stuff, that you want to make sure we don't mess it up?
Well, unlike city police departments, municipal police departments, that kind of thing, the sheriff's office constitutionally has more responsibility, okay? And with that, it's obvious the jail is that obvious thing that no other police agency in the states run jails other than the county sheriff's department. So the warrants division is another one. We run the warrants division. We manage the warrants. We ensure those warrants are entered and removed and kept track of. So we're also the security of the courts. Bailiffs, that's the obvious one. But we also serve the civil papers, the evictions, the mortgage foreclosures, to tax sales, to those things that, people coming in out of the courthouse that are unfortunately stuck maybe in some of those situations understand. But the average police officer does not see that. So unless you're constitutionally involved in that with the sheriff's department, you won't have a full understanding of what those things are.
Now, because I know this matters, behind the scenes at home, you have a wife.
Yes.
And two daughters.
Yes.
Adult daughters.
Yes.
Are they cool on this? I mean, do they think this is the right thing for you to do?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. My wife's put a lot of work and effort into this process, and I thank her dearly. My kids have been around it since they were little kids. When I had a police dog, they used to run with the police dog in the backyard and be chased, and got to see firsthand what police dogs were. They're not this vicious animal, but they're very controlled, trained tool that we use as a resource to find people as well as, track the bad guys. So, my daughter's got to experience firsthand, my oldest especially, a bank robbery go down while she, long story, but I was on my way to go pick up the youngest daughter, and we got involved in a bank robbery. Now, I didn't physically make the apprehension, but I was initiated the pursuit of the Three Rivers Credit Union in Northland Boulevard up there off State Road 3 years ago. And, it worked out where I was on top of it and responded, and eventually the guy was caught that day. So
all the way home, Dad, that was so cool.
Well, it was one of those moments in time that you're thinking back on it after it occurred. You're thinking, that probably wasn't maybe the safest thing to do, but you had to react in the moment in time, and it went smoothly, and I was able to broadcast what was happening, and person was caught by another officer. So
we're talking to Troy Hirschberger. He is going to be a Republican candidate for Allen County Sheriff. Need to slip away for a quick minute. When we come back, let's talk about your three or four points of things that you want to achieve in a Troy Hirschberger Sheriff's Department. Right here off my left shoulder in the world famous VIP chair, Troy Hirschberger is with us, who's with the Sheriff's Department and now wants to be elected the Allen County Sheriff. Again, Troy, thanks for being with us today.
You're welcome, sir. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so you've been around since age 22 with the department.
Yes, sir.
And now you're years of age.
Right.
And it's a great department, and it's doing well, but you probably have some ideas of things you'd like to implement and things you'd like to do. Give me three or four points of what you would do.
Well, like anybody else, I have my own thoughts, and in that is I want to make sure our officers understand that problem solving policing concept. I want them to understand that they can get to that root of that problem, and if they can fix a problem out there for somebody, then do so. I mean, it isn't just about taking somebody to jail or writing a ticket. If they can fix that problem and help somebody out, then that's the goal.
So, maybe it's a domestic dispute or something, because a lot of times it almost feels like when police officers get involved, and I'm not knocking city or county or anybody, but it just sometimes it seems that in a domestic dispute, when a police agency gets involved, it just ratchets things up rather than trying to solve it on the fly.
Right, it can. And there could be underlying problems that have created that situation to begin with, and that's what I'm talking about. Let's find what those underlying problems are to get to the root. So it only helps us in the long run, so we don't have to go back a second time or third time or so forth.
Yeah, or go back later when it's turned into gunshots or
Correct.
Something else. Okay, so that'd be a great first one. What's another point you'd like to do?
I'm all about technology. Technology is always evolving, and we have to get on top of technology. And one of the obvious things are our body cameras. I believe in that. I believe in that for not only the safety of the officer and the documentation of what they're doing, but for the public as well, for that, keeping that trust in their police department, in the sheriff's department.
Yeah. In certain sectors of town, I know sometimes with the city police, the relationship between police and the community is a little rough. Do you sense that same thing with county officers? Do you think that the communities are more open to county officers than they are city officers? Or how do you feel about that?
Well, it all depends on the situation. I think overall, the community embraces law enforcement in general. But if you leave a situation not in a positive manner, then, you're going to ask for somebody to not like you. So that goal is to keep everything positive and do our job and do it the best they can and have an awesome encounter.
Yeah.
But sometimes you can't always have that. So.
No, there has to be a willingness for you to want to get along with the community, but there has to be a willingness of the community to want to get along with you. And it's a
Correct.
Trust factor.
Correct.
Yeah. Another point.
Drugs. We got to make, we got to take the situation of addiction seriously, and we have to deal with that. We have to do better as a community, but we also have to make it tough and difficult for the drugs to come here to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
All the criminal justice system can do is modify an addict's behavior. It's up to the addict to decide when they're going to stop. We can't force them to stop. We can only interrupt that behavior. But if we can make it difficult for the drugs to come into the community to begin with, then we can get them thinking clearly. But you got to get them clean and sober first before they can begin that process.
Yeah, and when you've got a lot of drugs like we have now, like you've got fentanyl that's just everywhere, you can't smell it. You can't taste it. It's even difficult for most dogs to deal with it. How does it come into town most often? Just in the trunk of somebody's car? Does it come in UPS? I mean, how's it come in?
Well, it comes in various ways, and you know they're in the business to ship it. So any way they can get it here, they will. And a lot of it comes shipped. A lot of it does come through postal or whatever other means a package can be sent.
Yeah.
Because you're talking not a lot of product to create a lot of problem.
Right. What would you do, again, because this would go back to your relationship with communities, to help them to realize they need to help you to watch the influx of drugs? How do you do that with a community?
Well, you need the community's involvement. You need a community's involvement on any kind of type of crime, but you need that involvement between the two of us to get things done. The police just can't do it on their own. Every now and then, you get lucky in a traffic stop, but it's maintaining that partnership with the different communities, specifically your different neighborhood associations, knowing that who to go to get the message across that, hey, we may have a problem here, and then acting on it.
Right. One more. What would be your last point that you'd like to do?
The last thing I'd like to do is, it is utilizing technology, but decentralizing our operations or our uniformed officers. Allen County geographically is a rather large county.
Big
so
place. Yep.
If we utilize technology to keep the officer from having to traveling, say, Monroeville to downtown Fort Wayne to download video from their car or maybe enter something into the database. Most of that can be done through the car now, and mm-hmm. we can maintain that officer out in that area if we get the antennas to download and utilize that technology. And we can do that in the four corners and keep our officers, our patrol officers, out there in the community they serve.
Yeah, well, and for me, where I'm always, you know, I like to squeeze the nickel so hard the buffalo screams. You know, but just, you know, cost of gas, wear and tear on cars and everything else.
Both, correct.
You know, you might cut down 40 miles a day on a car.
If we could, that'd be great. We drive a lot of miles. Again, Allen County is a rather large geographical area. And if, you know, we could cut back on fuel consumption, especially if fuel prices increase, that'd be great.
Yeah. Now, listen, if you get elected, okay, and I stand ready to help you with your parade wave, because you got to be able to get that down so that as you're going along and, you know, people do the wave. And I have an excellent parade wave.
That's great advice.
It's nutty. It's just nutty as everything else. Hey, listen,
great.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Let's stay in touch. I'm sure I'll talk to you again and probably also your counterpart again before the election. But should you be elected, best of luck to you, and we'll see good things going forward.
Perfect. This has been great. Thanks,
yep.
Pat.
Podcasts by Federated Media.